Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about you are more than just your spine. Did you know that?
That's what we're talking about. Well, I did know that we are more than just our spine. But the spine is very important, though.
It's very important.
Yes.
You need it for the rest of you, right?
You do.
It's something to put the head on. And
right. Keep everything attached.
So what do you mean, Dr. Prather, you are more than just your spine?
Well, as a chiropractor, there's a huge emphasis on the spine. But, you know, so, but I don't want people just to think of chiropractic as just dealing with the spine. Because we do so much more, and many of our patients, you know, that come in here don't have anything wrong with their spine per se, but need some other different types of chiropractic care. So one of the things that we let people know is that we provide care for the entire body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So not just the spine. Why is there such an emphasis on the spine then?
Well, that's the basics of the chiropractic philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The chiropractic philosophy is that the spine, with the central nervous system being involved with that, can, you know, surrounded by it, mm-hmm. is the one of the major keys to someone's health, which I completely agree with. So as we are looking at the spine, the chiropractic philosophy is all about that. There is a huge emphasis on that, and the philosophy of chiropractic is that as you can get the spine aligned, it opens up the nervous system, and the nervous system is the channels that tells the body how to heal itself.
Okay. So why are the extremities important? That's kind of what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, it's you know, but there are a tremendous amount of involvement with the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the patients that are coming in, you know, that have had injuries to their spine also have other different types of injuries that are involved in other areas, you know, their wrists, their elbows, their shoulders, their knees, their feet. And if you don't get some of those things fixed, not only is that a problem, but it can also affect the spine. In other words, you may not be able to get the spine completely stabilized if you don't get the rest of the body fixed.
And it might not be an injury per se, right? It could be overuse.
It could be overuse.
You know, people at the computer, we
sure.
see a lot of people. When they think it's carpal tunnel, but, and we're going to talk about this,
right.
What you find a lot of times is misdiagnosed. So it's maybe not be an injury per se, but an issue with overuse.
Even stress,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going through the day,
mm-hmm.
You know, doing computer work, you know, all those different types of things, difficult positions. Somebody cut you off, you know, in traffic,
mm-hmm.
and you clench your jaw real tight.
Mm.
You know, you're in stressful types of situations. That can all play a very big role, and those can show up in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of things can throw things off. If your feet are having difficulties and aren't aligned correctly, that's going to affect the pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
The pelvis is going to affect the low back. The low back's going to affect the neck.
Isn't there a song?
Yeah, everything's kind of connected
to
each thing.
Don't worry, I'm not going
to
sing it.
Oh, okay, good. But, you know, there's an awful lot of involvement on that. And, you know, the chiropractic philosophy is excellent. There's a huge emphasis on the spine within chiropractic. That's, you know, where our major training is. But there is more to the body than just the spine.
And that's the title of the show. You are more than just your spine. Right. Well, what percentage of patients do you see, Dr. Prather, that you're adjusting extremities?
Well, you know, if we have them over for adjustments, which isn't all of our patients,
mm-hmm.
Not everyone has difficulties along those lines. But of those adjustments, those people that we need to adjust over there, it's about 95%. that we also need to adjust an extremity. Mm-hmm. Because as you have that connectivity throughout the body, then there are different types of changes that will occur. So as you are working with that, that is something that shows up on a regular basis.
Didn't we have a patient that was just coming to get their feet adjusted and didn't realize...
Then I actually
adjusted the spine.
It was pretty funny. He had been referred in because I had solved a friend of his feet.
Yeah.
And he knew someone else. He actually knew two people that I had fixed their feet. And he came in, and we checked him out. We actually checked his spine to see if there was an involvement. There wasn't. It was just in the feet and the ankles, and we adjusted that and had done very, very well. He was extremely pleased. He happened to see me adjust someone's low back, and he says, "Oh, my mom's got low back problems. Do you adjust low backs too?" You know, which
that's
is
not really funny. It means we're not really doing a good job of educating people.
But you know, it is just kind of show people, you know, that there's an, trying to get people educated on all the different types of things that we do is so important. That's one of the reasons that we have this radio show. Mm-hmm. Is educational purposes. But so his mom came in, we fixed up her low back too.
Well, do all chiropractors adjust extremities?
No. Matter of fact, we have several patients who came in, you know, who have mm-hmm. been to chiropractors before. And I sit there and I says, "Well, you know, it appears that you have a knee problem." And they said, "Yeah, but, you know," I said, "has your chiropractor ever addressed that?" And they said no. Mm-hmm. And not all chiropractors, philosophically even believe in going elsewhere.
Okay. Meaning adjusting
extremities.
The spine. Okay.
Yeah, that there's philosophically a feeling of just staying with the spine and with the basis of chiropractic, but my philosophy is whatever the patient needs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's much more of a patient oriented type of an emphasis, mm-hmm. and so
heal the patient.
Mm-hmm. So many of I've had many patients who've moved elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I went to other chiropractors, and they called up and they said, "I can't find a chiropractor to adjust my ankle like mm-hmm. you did, mm-hmm. or my elbow, mm-hmm. or my jaw. What do I do? I've called around, and they're not quite sure what to do."
Uh-huh.
So it's not something that is necessarily always done by a chiropractor.
Did they teach you extremity adjustment in school?
They did not.
Okay.
That was not part of the standard course, at least in the chiropractic college that I went to, mm-hmm. was actually adjusting. It was a very strong philosophical school, mm-hmm. Where they emphasized just adjusting the spine. But that is something that I found while I was in school that was necessary.
So where did you get your training?
Well, there are
adjusting the extremities.
Certainly, there are many of the schools, and I think now in the school they do actually teach extremity adjusting.
Yeah, because you went way.
Oh well, let's not get a little personal here, okay?
It's true, right?
It has been a few years, just a couple, decades, 3 decades.
To be specific, right?
To be specific. it is something that they have a whole courses on how to do that. One of the interesting things was that, like the foot adjusting. Uh-huh. There was a book in the library on chiropodist adjusting.
Huh.
And podiatrists were adjusters, used to be adjusters of the feet. They called them chiropodists. In 1959, they decided to become more medical, and so they dropped the adjusting and went more to surgery.
Interesting.
Other different
in 1959.
1959.
Not that long ago.
They found that that they really needed to switch over. So I got into that from reading a book. Now, they do teach, they have whole courses on foot adjusting now, But that was something that chiropodists.
Just in your easy reading, going to the
yeah,
library.
In my reading, you know, as I was kind of perusing things, I sat down and read that book that night. Next day I was starting to adjust the feet. But nobody at that time really did.
Interesting.
And none of the chiropractors did. So that was just one of the different types of things. But there is a whole course
of. The feet are so important. I mean, if you don't have healthy feet, aligned feet, mm-hmm. you know, it's really hard to do anything.
It's very difficult to get the, you know, the knees, pelvis, low back, even the neck stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you have to adjust my feet. I have an old track injury.
Yes.
That comes up every once in a while.
It does.
Usually when I start running again. And there are a lot of bones in the feet.
So there are a lot of bones in the feet.
You got to keep them aligned.
That's right.
Now, how important do you consider extremity adjustment?
Extremely. For the health of the patient, you know, to really get things stabilized, to get people 100%, the extremity adjusting is extremely, extremely important. There are many times I just can't get someone well unless I get their extremities adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I get a lot of patients who come in who haven't found satisfaction, you know, elsewhere. I've had people who came in, well, I've been to four chiropractors and, you know, I haven't been able to get this problem resolved. We do an exam on them and I say, well, you know, your jaw is misaligned.
Mm-hmm. We had a chiropractor observing, shadowing you yesterday,
sure.
and saw that you do have to adjust the jaw quite a bit.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, you're not going to get these headaches under control until that jaw is also fixed.
You have a disc there, right, in that joint?
You do. That
just
slides
like
back
the
and
spine.
Forth. Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, very, very important.
Well, when we come back, let's talk more specifically on specific extremities that we're talking about.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just
it feels
feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are.
Mm-hmm.
There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of
quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist, too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today we're talking about you are more than just your spine. I don't know why I want to go into song when I hear that. There's a song about you are more than the mistakes you've made. But I will not sing, so.
You keep threatening us. No, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's talk about what are we talking about in, you know, extremities. Mm-hmm. It always makes me laugh because I had a patient send me, well, it was actually a T-shirt of a person and their skeleton grabbing another person's spine and saying, I got your back. It's hilarious.
That is a good one.
Uh-huh. So is it everything else that's left?
Everything else that's left.
Okay, so everybody's got that visual now.
Right, right. So you've got the spine, and then anything that's not the spine is considered an extremity adjustment.
Okay, so we're talking about jaw, shoulders, wrists, knees, feet, and we're going to get in that specifically.
Yep.
Okay. Is there insurance coverage for extremity adjustment?
Yes, there is actually a CPT code for extremity adjustment that is covered by most insurances, so that is a reimbursable type of adjustment. So it is an acknowledged type of portion of chiropractic.
Okay. So let's talk first about the jaw. You said you have an interesting story of how you got into adjusting the jaw. And well, for listeners that maybe be listening for the first time, or you've been practicing how many years, Dr. Prather?
I've been practicing over 30 years.
30 years. And you still are the one doing it. You're adjusting people.
I am.
And so you've learned some things on the way.
I've learned a couple of things, yes. Yes, it's been quite an interesting journey.
Uh-huh.
Very enjoyable. I love doing it. You know, uh-huh. I love working on people's bodies, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was going through school, I had a friend of mine who had actually tried to commit suicide 3 times because of the terrible, terrible jaw problems he had. It was pretty much unbearable. Mm-hmm. You know, what he was going through. And he was a good Christian guy. I mean, you know, he had a lot to live for. He was intelligent, mm-hmm. Great guy, good personality. He just said that, you know, he got into a point of desperation and any type of escape that he could possibly have. And he had been all over the world trying to get that fixed. And, you know, he knew that I was a chiropractor. He had heard that I was a chiropractic student at the time. I wasn't even a chiropractor. But I had solved several people's problems that we both knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, what can you do for me? And I said, well, I don't know anything about the jaw.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I tested it and could tell, you know, that, the, you know, there was an incredible amount of spasm. I'd been trained very well in how to evaluate a joint and took a look at his jaw, and I said, well, you know, let me do a little research. So I started to do some studies on that.
Did you read again?
Yes. I read a couple books on it.
That's kind of a joke because you don't get to spend your money much, but when you do, it's on books.
It's on books, yes. That's kind of my thing. And I sat down and found several different types of articles, books, things along those lines, studied the mechanisms of the jaw, how it worked. And I had actually asked professors and different very well-known chiropractors at that time, and nobody was adjusting the jaw. So mm-hmm. I couldn't really find anybody who was working along those lines. So I came up with some different techniques. I was able to get him completely out of pain.
Wow.
Took a little while, you know, some work mm-hmm. along those lines. And you know, I kept, as I was working with him, I says, no, I'm still trying to find someone,
right,
you know, to help you with this, who's, you know, what I would consider an expert. But, mm-hmm. you know, I said, I still don't feel qualified. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, he said, he says, I'm not going to anybody else because everybody else makes me worse.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, just to let you know, mm-hmm. I can actually live with this now.
Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. at that point, you know.
Yeah, because that can be very painful, right?
Oh, it's probably one of the most painful types of misalignments that can possibly be out there.
Why is that?
The jaw not only has an effect on the pain centers just because of the innervation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the disc that's inside there is the only disc that has a muscle attached to it.
Oh, wow.
Directly.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that.
And then it has a nerve that goes right from that joint directly into the brain to the emotional center.
Okay. That's not a trigeminal.
No.
Okay.
It's a branch off of there. But
okay.
It goes directly into the brain.
Okay.
And it has a direct, not only effect on the pain centers, which is excruciating, mm-hmm. but it has a direct effect on the emotional centers.
Mm.
Because the jaws, if you get emotionally stressed, the jaw will tighten up. But if mm-hmm. the jaw tightens up, you can become emotionally stressed.
Mm.
So there's a very strong, not only was he in pain physically, but also emotionally because of the jaw misalignment. So, you know, it was even more of a devastating type of a problem. And we can get some really, probably our most bizarre types of symptoms comes from the jaw.
Wow. And you can find pain all the way down to the ankle coming from TMJ, right?
Yes. The jaw is one of the centers that tells you kinesthetically where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with the whole alignment of the entire body.
Wow.
So the pelvis will shift is one of the major things. We can
from
get some
TMJ.
Knee problems from TMJ.
Wow.
Very, very important to make sure that's fixed. And one of the missing things, not a lot of chiropractors or either physical therapists or other different people know how to really work with the jaw
mm-hmm.
physically. We can get some very, very immediate type of relief with the jaw adjustment. We've gotten it down at this point. Matter of fact, my whole system of adjusting the jaw is completely self-taught, and it's my own system.
Mm-hmm.
I have taught that.
We got to name it.
Yeah, that's true. I have taught that to other chiropractors who found it extremely effective.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to work with that was a very interesting type of a case, and it really taught me a lot to kind of go out on my own
mm-hmm.
and develop some different types of techniques.
Yeah, and when you think of the TMJ joint, okay, that has a disc there, it's used.
And the disc doesn't just stay still like the other discs.
Yeah.
It slides back and forth, has a direct muscle attachment to it.
Yeah.
And
it's used very constantly through.
Well,
we talk,
more
we
than,
chew.
More in some people than others.
I know when I say that, because I teach resistance exercises for
sure.
The jaw. So we do show people, because it's usually a hypermobility,
correct.
In the joint. And there's muscles, like you say, that attach to it
mm-hmm.
that go into spasm. And mm-hmm. people might be clenching their teeth at night. And so it's really important to teach people those exercises, too.
It's very, very important. It's a whole process on getting that fixed. But You know, we are pretty much 100% successful in getting those TMJs fixed. And that's a very, very difficult. And a lot of TMJ specialists is extremely expensive, and ours is much more reasonable and actually much more effective.
So anything else more on the job before we go to another area?
We've done a whole segment on the job.
I know, we've done a whole show on the
job. It's an ongoing type of thing. Very, very important, but there is hope for that.
Now, sometimes, too, I think people think it's their neck when it really is their jaw, because it does tighten a lot of the neck muscles.
Whenever the you need to distinguish between the two, you know, between whether it's a of cervical origination on the neck pain or from the jaw, because it's completely different. The jaw, when it's out of place, it's all the upper motor neuron innervated muscles, the sternocleidomastoid muscle, anterior scalene, levator scapula that go into spasm. Whereas if it is the from the
cervical
spine, it's the other muscles. It's the lower motor innervated. So, you know, being able to diagnose that, look at that, see exactly what's going on. And oftentimes, of course, one of the things is you have to get the atlas and the skull set before you can get the jaw fixed.
Right.
So, you know, it's an involved type of process, and it can be difficult, you know, if you're not well trained in that, to differentiate between the two and then get them both fixed.
Right. And I think that the posture and alignment of the neck, like you said, is very important for the jaw.
Yeah, you really, really can't. I've read several articles confirming that, and I found it very true in our practice, that atlas and occiput has to be set first before the jaw will respond correctly.
Okay. When we come back, let's go on and talk more about other extremities, shoulder, joint, elbows, wrist. We got a lot more to talk about.
All right, sounds great.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I have an annual physical recently. Doctors have this power. They can open up any door and just go, get undressed, I'll be right in. Don't you wish you had that power? And they make you get undressed and sit on a table with that white deli paper underneath you. That cheap deli paper. I usually bring a little pickle I sit next to me on the table there. Put some chips, move it around a little. But they make you sit in your underwear for like 20 minutes staring at a wall. And after like 15, 20 minutes, I start feeling better. I'm sitting there, I gotta get out of here, I feel all right. Let me tell you something, before you go to the doctor, try this at home. Get in your underwear and sit on your dining room table for 20 minutes. And just put a napkin under you so you get the whole effect. Sit there. Family's walking by, I'll be okay in a few minutes.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking today about you are more than just your spine. We just got done talking about the jaw, which,
You adjust quite a few people during the day. Their TMJ, their job.
Oh, very common stress, mm-hmm. and then computers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of desk work.
Right. When you're constantly in a flexion position, that puts more stress mm-hmm. in the jaw.
Yeah.
One of the big things is getting people back into extension. It really takes a lot of pressure off of it.
Yeah, and that's what we do in our rehab portion, mm-hmm. Is really work on posture.
Sure.
So many people have those rounded shoulders, and it just causes...
Well, it's a society type of thing, you know, with the advent of, I mean, especially with the computers, you know, it's a constant type of positioning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have my people who come in for their monthly adjustment, and usually it's always with their jaw, and it's just like, yeah, it's been really, really rough. I had to spend 12 hours yesterday on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
people are
wonder.
Just, they're working so hard. I just had to say that. I mean, you know, and we have some patients, they're doing conference calls, you know, right during their treatment. You know, it's like, you know, people just can't get away from.
I know. Our work follows us now.
Our work follows us. Yeah. Not yours, though, right? No one's following you home.
Well.
Or are you talking about you have to work on me? There we go. Yeah, that's true. But you want me around for a long time,
right? I do.
Right?
I do.
Okay, good. So let's talk about other extremities. Do you adjust the shoulder joint? What do you do for the shoulder?
Absolutely. The shoulder, you know, you're talking about quite a large mechanism. You've got the clavicle, collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have the shoulder and shoulder joint itself. You have the shoulder blade. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's an awful lot involved with that. And anytime anybody has either TMJ or some cervical problems, the shoulder's usually going to be involved.
Why is that?
Well, there is if the neck and the head aren't functioning properly, it's going to throw off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some tension. There's going to be some abnormal motion. The innervation of the nerves going down into the shoulder. You have the levator scapula, which, if it goes into tension, is going to actually pull the shoulder blade out of position, which mm-hmm. is going to change the whole mechanisms of the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of people with shoulder problems that first needed their neck and their jaw fixed before the shoulder would actually respond.
Interesting. So then you have a lot of nerves that go through.
Yeah, you have the whole brachial plexus that goes through there. The shoulder joint itself usually has a positioning where it goes forward and then down out of socket.
Mm-hmm.
So 90% of the actual shoulder joint itself is the same type of adjustment. There are abnormals on that, but it's a pretty standard type of adjustment along those lines. But also getting the whole shoulder, the scapula, you know, released. You get the whole rotator cuffs. And, even people who have to have surgeries, you know, eventually for the rotator cuff,
mm-hmm.
do much better if we adjust it prior.
Right, right.
Because then at that point we can get much, much better results, you know, from the surgery itself.
Can you help in preventing surgery?
Okay. Yes, many people have come in to us and said, well, you know, I've got shoulder surgery scheduled out, in 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but it's real painful right now. Is there anything that you can do? I've tried the physical therapy, you know, it helped, but they said, you know, there's nothing more we can do until you get your surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So we go ahead and start the adjusting process, get that settled. Once I get the adjustments, then we can actually work with the muscles, get things down. Do some acupuncture to get the inflammation out.
Mm-hmm.
And
Corrective exercises.
Corrective exercises, yeah. Huge amount of that, getting things stretched out, mm-hmm. strengthened. And by the time their shoulder surgery is ready to occur, they go back into the their orthopod, who's going to do the surgery, and they said, it doesn't seem to be a problem.
Mm.
You know, it's not enough of a problem to justify the surgery at this point.
Right.
So, you know, it's not all the time, but I would probably say it's almost 90% of the time.
Yeah, I was kind of encouraged. We had a patient, who fell down the stairs, a young gal, and it was on the weekend. She went to ER, and then she came right into us on, we got her in on Monday morning.
Yeah.
But in ER, they had a physical therapist come and help with the alignment and start her on some good exercise program, you know, corrective exercise that really helped.
She was real nervous because she's had...
She's used to you.
And, right. Yeah. She's used to and she was. She said, no, I'm real nervous, you know, because she says, what I'm going to do is adjust your pelvis a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And she says, ooh, you know, I've had bad adjustments, you know, people doing working on me before. I really like the guy I go to. You know, maybe I should just wait. And she said, well, let me just give it a try. She was very gentle, moved it properly, and she could feel a definite release.
Yeah.
So, you know, they
That was in ER. That's where that needs to be.
You're right.
I mean,
this type of
work
needs
to be. We need to have chiropractors in ER.
Yeah. Chiropractors, physical therapists, people who are thinking about getting the alignment right. Because, you know, none of the function, the pain, all those things, if the skeletal structure, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Skeletal structure is not in position, nothing's going to work right.
Right.
And you're going to
it's like
have
a building.
Some stress. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have pain, you're going to have inflammation, you're going to have discomfort. So, you know, looking at the alignment is very critical. And quite frankly, the physical therapist did a great job with the adjustment.
I know we had a gentleman who had frozen shoulder for years. He couldn't get his shoulder above 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And he had started babying it and really not using it.
Yeah,
started,
and there was even loss of muscles.
Yeah, right. Some atrophy of his muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Came in and he was seeing you for other things too, but mm-hmm. you started adjusting. We started in the rehab part really challenging that shoulder joint, you know. And now he has functional range of motion,
mm-hmm.
which
is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to save him so many, problems as he goes along.
Right.
Really decreases aging. You know, it has an effect on the lungs, the heart, you know, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So anything more you want to say about shoulder before we go on to the elbow?
Oh, we could do a whole show on the shoulder.
Shoulders connected.
We're going to run out of time.
Okay. Let's talk about the elbow. I think the elbow is very interesting. Now, I'm an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And, talk about the elbow and what you find there a lot of times, especially with people that work
sure.
desk jobs.
Yeah, the elbow is a huge problem. Of course, you know, people who play tennis, you know, that's mm-hmm. very important for them. Desk work mm-hmm. Creates a tremendous amount of issues in through the elbow. And of course, as you're looking at that, you know, you've got quite an interesting structure in there. You have the two bones that are coming up in the forearm,
mm-hmm.
and then there's actually a twisting motion that goes
rotate,
along there.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of opportunity for injury on that. It's a very easy type of thing to get out of place. And then the nerves go right across there. You've got the radial, median, and ulnar nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get certain muscles that go into spasm because of misalignment, that can really, really hurt.
Mm.
Are you finding
you're having to align the radius and the ulna?
Yes. We find a lot of alignment issues that need to be taken care of. It's actually one of the easier joints to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And once you adjust it, it's one of the better ones that actually stays in place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the jaw is just like, oh, got to train this thing because it's, you know, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But the elbows respond very, very easily and quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are always surprised. You know, oh, I've come in, I've had this tennis elbow for years, and, you know, I've tried everything. They've tried the steroid shots. It works for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tried the physical therapy. You know, and I go in there, and I adjust it, and they go, how long is this going to last? This feels great.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it actually lasts at the most, usually three adjustments.
Yeah, and then we show them some nice stretches.
And then, mm-hmm. you see, and that's what works so well is, you know, the physical therapy that they did is the same thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't align it first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't alignment, you know, even you exercise it, you just...
Oh, you make my job so easy.
Well, and we've had other physical therapists in here before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they say, wow, it just, you know, this really works great.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
Once
then you
you've
can
got
really
the,
focus.
Right. Then you can really focus on the soft tissue, and the soft tissue responds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the alignment is just such a key part.
So a lot of times, and you talk about the palmaris longus muscle, correct?
Correct.
That's the muscle. So are people thinking it's carpal tunnel when really it's a palmaris longus issue? Or
I would probably say, you know, I've had people who went through carpal tunnel surgery.
Mm-hmm.
With no changes. And it's not that they didn't do the carpal tunnel correct. It wasn't a carpal tunnel problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The palmaris longus, if it goes into spasm, has a tendon that goes right across the median nerve. And if that goes into spasm, it's going to put pressure on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to, even on nerve conduction study tests, will show a positive. So, you know, they feel like they, you know, that they know what it is, what to do. And then when the surgery is performed, it doesn't work. But it wasn't a problem with that in itself. It was a palmaris longus syndrome.
So what do you do for the wrist and the fingers? Do you just...
Absolutely. And that's one of the other nice things is you have the 8 bones in the wrist, you know, that you... That
that's need. 8 bones in that wrist. Wow.
In that little, yeah, wrist. And if those go out of place, you're going to have some difficulties. And so we adjust those on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to have carpal tunnel syndrome if you have someone who can actually rearrange the bones in the wrist. And we do that regularly.
Mm-hmm. You're a rearranger?
I rearrange those bones. It's a specialty type of a adjustment, but it works great. People are always shocked at how well that works. And then you go in there, strengthen up the wrist, and
we have some fun things for that, like a bucket full of rice.
Yeah, and again, we look at a holistic type of a program.
Mm-hmm.
We try to combine all the different aspects that are necessary to get something fixed.
Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of more extremities to talk about, and even ribs. Ribs can get misaligned.
Absolutely.
All right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media.
Mm-hmm.
The ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who's just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media and that we could make a pretty quick cure. And The husband was a little bit skeptical, but they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me.
Uh-huh.
And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in, and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur?
Uh-huh.
And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain, just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective. Mm-hmm. And people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah. That child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and
right.
their
weakening the immune system. You can cause permanent, too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Mm-hmm. Anyone with any type of ear problems, you know, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus, extremely important for tinnitus.
Uh-huh.
So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
You are more than a choice without you.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about you are more than just your spine, the extremities, and adjusting the extremities. We have one last segment, and we have a lot of extremities to go over, but
we do.
Let's go over the highlights. Let's talk about ribs aren't an extremity, correct, but They're attached to the spine.
Right. If you are doing a rib adjustment, then you have to put it down as an extremity adjustment, not
a
spine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, what I'm, you know, there's the definition, the official definition of the CPT codes.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs are included in the extremities.
Ribs are really interesting. If a rib's misaligned, you can have...
They can really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I have some people who have come into my office who've had rib pain for years and years and years with no resolution, and we were able to get their adjustment done, and it's just like, oh, wow, this is what it feels like not to have a rib out of place. But the intercostal nerves in through there can really generate quite a bit of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know...
So how do you adjust the ribs?
Oh, it's actually pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just... take it, find out which direction it's gone, and then go the other direction.
Okay.
But it
sounds easy.
Yeah, it's a matter of, you know, the main thing on any type of adjustment is being able to palpate, mm-hmm. Tell the direction that it's gone. And there's always a right position for every bone in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can determine which direction it's gone, if you go in the other direction, it is magical.
Right.
That's why people...
I mean, your training. Plus, you did some training on just touch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Joe Maynard taught me the palpation portion, and he was amazing, you know, what he could pick up with his fingers.
Uh-huh.
So he actually started me out.
Yeah, people will say, how does doctor know that? How did... you know?
He started me out with a hair in the phone book. And I had to feel that, and I had to, he would place a hair in the phone book, and I had to tell him where it was.
Wow.
And when he could put it in the middle of the Atlanta phone book, and I could feel it on both sides, then I passed.
Wow. How long did it take you to do that?
That takes about 2 years.
Wow. So that was training on touch, because you can go right to the... You know, the area of pain.
Right,
I think.
Right. Go right to the area of pain. Feel exactly what's going on. Feel the tension in the muscles, the positioning of the skeletal structure.
Yeah.
And then go in the opposite direction in a very gentle type of way. That's what people are amazed with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people think about moving bones, it's like, ooh, you know, if they're not used to it. Then they do it, it's like, oh, my gosh, I was worried about that.
Uh-huh.
But we always adjust within the range of motion.
And you have a drop table that moves with the
movement. That helps out, takes some of the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it without.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a gentler on the patient to do it with a drop table.
Yeah. And gentle is the word I hear.
Gentle, not forced. Gentle. And, uh-huh. and, you know, people sit there and go, oh, my gosh, yeah, you know, that's a miracle.
Until you get to eustachian tubes. Let's talk about okay. that. That's the only one that...
Everybody kind of goes, ooh.
But glad to get the eustachian tubes opened up. Oh,
people come in. Yeah. I had one gal who stopped in. She had moved to Tennessee, was driving through. And she stopped in. She says, nothing's wrong, but my eustachian tubes, I can't get anybody to do that one.
Because so. I've entered Indiana and with all the allergies.
Right. Can you open up my eustachian tubes? But that is an important adjustment.
We'll talk about that. Because well, it is.
Yesterday
I was working on someone after you opened up their station tubes, and boy, was she draining.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Drains.
It's very important for the upper respiratory infections, you know, for mm-hmm. tinnitus. There's a tremendous amount involved in that. And even sometimes, because it backs up the whole lymphatic tissue, mm-hmm. People, you know, have neck pain, and it's you know, I get rid
it's
of it
lymphatic.
Through the
stage.
It's lymphatic.
Yeah. So, in general, just so our listeners can have a visual, you tug at the ear.
Right. Basically, and there were, you know, one of the ways I was taught is they actually went up into the throat, mm-hmm. used the little finger, and then opened it up like, and that really, really hurts.
Yeah.
You know, so this
you
is...
You don't do that.
No. This is one where we grab a hold of the lobe of the ear, mm-hmm. we pull out, and then a quick down, and that eustachian tube will actually pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it'll open up all the way down to the throat, and all of a sudden people are swallowing.
Yeah.
Because the mucus is running out
Released.
Of there. Released.
Keeps people from getting sick.
Oh, it's very important for that.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, let's talk, let's kind of go down.
Okay.
The hip joints.
Hips.
What do you do for the hip?
Hips, putting those back into place, very critical. We've got several people who, you know, were scheduled for hip surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to, you know, prolong it. Some people who couldn't get hip surgery because they're on blood thinners, things like that,
mm-hmm.
Who we adjust and get some great relief. If we can keep up with that before the hip is degenerated, we can keep people from getting problems.
Mm-hmm.
But usually there's a misalignment in there before the hip starts to degenerate.
And when there's a misalignment, there can just be a lot of wear and tear on that
That's
joint.
That's very, very painful because you actually have it radiating down the side. The mm-hmm. IT band goes into spasm when the hip's out of place,
yeah.
which will usually throw out the knee.
Yeah.
So getting that aligned up. And even then, when people have hip replacements, sometimes those can go out of place
mm-hmm.
and cause, you know, it's. I had one person sit there and say, you know, the hip surgery was great. You know, I had a couple of years. I had a little fall. Now it's hurting. I went back to the surgeon. He said, it's fine. But, it hurts now, just like it did before the surgery. So I went in there. Did the adjustment on it, and they got up, and it's like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah. It's amazing, because the IT band can be so difficult. That's the band that runs
yeah.
from the hip to the knee.
And if you don't get the hip joint fixed, that IT band's never going to release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. How about the knees?
Oh, knees. You have two basic ways that the knee usually goes, either varus or valgus, whether the knee goes, comes in. Mm-hmm. Or goes out, and then that can really start to cause a lot of problems with the ligaments, with the meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go posterior or anterior, which causes cruciate problems in through there. So finding out the alignment, and as I pointed out to people and show them, you know, somebody's looking at somebody else's knee, can you see the misalignment there? And they go, oh, yeah, I never noticed it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there, go over there, do the adjustment. I sit there, and then I say to the patient, you know, is the pain gone? Yeah. Completely mm-hmm. gone. I said, now look at the alignment. And the other person goes, wow, I can actually see the difference.
Mm.
You know, it's a very, very visible difference, very measurable, on the alignment, and it makes all the difference.
You align the kneecap also.
The kneecap gets out of, yeah, the kneecap can actually start getting out of its normal track, and that will cause a lot of spasms up through the thigh.
Mm.
So getting that lined up is a very important aspect. And then, of course, getting it strengthened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I can't emphasize rehab enough.
Mm-hmm. How about the foot and ankle?
That is a very complicated. There's 26 bones in the feet.
Mm, 26 bones.
26 bones, 56 articulations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a tremendous amount of going on in through the
We have foot. A patient coming right now that doesn't have any cartilage between those bones.
Exactly.
I know you're treating her.
Exactly. And you know, that they've even been told that there wasn't anything that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
They've even gone through surgery. So even post-surgically, we can get the changes in there to get the pain down. And that's one of the things as people talk about. I get a lot of referrals for the feet, mm-hmm. just because it's such a frustration for people.
Yeah, and you're having a hard time walking. You know it.
I mean, how are you going to keep off your feet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a constant wear on there, and if the feet are off, everything else all the way up is going to misalign too.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that the feet are aligned makes all the difference. And then it, you know, of course, we also use orthotics.
Mm-hmm. To custom keep it that orthotics. Way.
That helps to go ahead and shift the feet even further.
Mm-hmm.
Rehab, the exercises are absolutely.
I make people pick up marbles with their toes.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Actually, it does. So all those different types of things and making sure that that's all done. But the feet, we had a whole segment on that, everything that goes on with it.
The whole show.
And getting those lined up, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy adjusting them.
Uh-huh, the feet. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Dr. Yeah. Prather, anything that you want to focus on?
Another big adjustment we do is the ileocecal valve.
Oh, yeah.
Where the large and small intestine join together, mm-hmm. That can get inflamed, stuck open, cause a lot of abdominal pains. Hiatal hernias are a very important part where we do an adjustment on the mm-hmm. stomach itself and bring it down in position. We do that. Diaphragmatic adjustments.
Yeah, that's
very,
a muscle.
Very important. It's a muscle in through there. Mm-hmm. It goes into spasm and can cause a lot of problems.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. You are more than just your spine.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.